The current cabinet is basically an ally of the military council, and the military council is trying to strike a balance between the forthcoming government, which most likely will be ruled by a coalition led by the Muslim Brotherhood on the one hand, and those who will become the next opposition, the seculars and the minorities. The current cabinet wants to ensure that when the Muslim Brotherhood will come to power, they won't have an ability to start either dismantling the secular body of the army or putting pressures on them. So now there's a triangle of struggle. In the center, you have the military. On the one hand, you have the Muslim Brotherhood. On the other hand, you have the seculars and the Coptic minority.
And what do you make of what appears to be, or what others have alleged, is a calculated move by the military council to retain power?
Oh, absolutely. The military council has been moving since the downfall of Mubarak to ensure two things. Number one, that whomever will come to the next cabinet won't have enough strength to dismantle the power of the militaries, and that either through agreements and deals with the Muslim Brotherhood, for example, or in putting those breaks even against the Muslim Brotherhood. So the military council is playing all the cards possible to ensure that their privileges are maintained. On the other hand, also establishing good ties with the U.S. administration so that we can continue out of Washington to send the financial aid to the armed forces.
What do you make of the tug of war, what appears to be a tug of war between the military council and the Islamists, like the Muslim Brotherhood?
According to my sources, there is an agreement between the military and the Muslim Brotherhood. But the military wants to reframe the agreement in its own interest. I don't think that the military are going to go full-fledged against the Muslim Brotherhood, but I think that they want to tell them that these would be your limits. You're going to control the parliament, you're going to control the executive branch, but the military are no turf for anybody, neither the secular or the Muslim Brotherhood. That's the equation of today. The Muslim Brotherhood may try to change that, but if they do, then they will need the seculars, and the seculars are not ready yet for an alliance with the Muslim Brotherhood.
The Egyptian military controls a large swath of the Egyptian economy, and they exhibit a lot of economic might. How does this one play into the whole the political game in the country?
So far, not only the military control the economic and financial nerve center of the country at this point in time, but they also control the national security and the political process. What they may lose in the future is the political process. As soon as there would be elections and a new government is formed, then the military will have a say on the financial and another say on the national security. What would the next government try to do is to minimize the influence of the military. So the battle of today is really for tomorrow. The military are trying today to have an insurance policy that whomever will come to government in the future, they're not going to go after the military for any reason.
Where does all this leave the pro-democracy movement, the youth that engineered the revolution?
That's an excellent question. The actual pioneers of the revolutions are the youth, are women, are labor union, are middle-class civil society, and also the Coptic minorities. Those who actually rose against Mubarak were protected by the international community, were shielded from the military, themselves now have been bypassed by the Islamists, by the Muslim Brotherhood and their allies of the Pan-Arabists. They are very frustrated, that is, the seculars and the youth, because they feel that they are caught between a political game between the militaries on the one hand and the Islamists on the other hand. The problem of those youth and civil society is that they didn't have enough time to organize their new reformist democratic political party. So they will have to play the role of the next opposition and hoping in the next elections to gain more inside the parliament.